Hello and welcome to episode 3 of our Trainee Times podcast series. My name is David Pritchard, Head of Marketing at Sintons, joined again by my co-host for the podcast series, Leah Greenwell, who is a fifth year solicitor apprentice here at Sintons. And this is episode 3, and I can't believe we're on episode 3 already. These are so much fun to actually sit and record. So for episode 3, we are delighted to be joined by Daniel Earle, who is a first year trainee solicitor here at Sintons. Hello to both of you this afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you both okay?
Yeah, good.
Okay, so moving on with episode 3. Hopefully you've been listening to these in order. There is a chronology to them, so it does make a little bit more sense if you have listened to episodes 1 and 2 first. But as with the previous episodes, we're going to get to know our guest. So, Daniel, tell us a little bit about you.
So my name is Daniel, a first-year trainee at Sintons. I am from Hartlepool, which is a town not too far from Newcastle. That's where I studied secondary school and sixth form college. I would say when I was younger, I was probably quite a shy, quiet kid, and I didn't really actually enjoy that many subjects at secondary school. Nothing really gripped me. I had a lot of friends who enjoyed maths or science, but nothing really gripped me. So that's why when I went to sixth form college in Hartlepool, I decided to pick 4 subjects, which, well, you basically couldn't do it at my secondary school. So I studied law, economics, business studies, and computer science.
So that was for your A-levels?
Yeah, so those were for my A-levels. Well, I did computer science as my AS, but did the other 3 as full A-levels. And I actually really enjoyed all of them, but I think I knew pretty quickly that I was interested in law, and I did quite well, especially my first year, and I thought, you know, I'll give the whole law thing a go. Mm-hmm. So yeah, my family really supportive of it, and my tutors at college were as well. And I think I did quite well, got good grades at college, and went on to study my law degree at University of Manchester.
Manchester, fantastic city.
Yeah, so I lived there for 3 years, and I actually really enjoyed it there, but I think that was probably mainly because I had my first experience of independence, you know, away from
the parents. Daniel's way of saying that he just partied for 3 years, and that's why he loved Manchester
I'm sure not.
No, I think it was just, you know, sometimes you get to an age where you need to sort of go and fly and be away from family.
Spread
the wings, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I did, and finished my law degree in Manchester, and that's when I started looking around for training contracts.
Where did you do your LPC?
So I did it in Northumbria. So if I run back a little bit, so I finished my third year of uni in Manchester, mm-hmm. and I applied for training contracts, mainly back up north, back mm-hmm. in the northeast. I was pretty sure I wanted to come back here. And I think I was invited to the graduate recruitment scheme at Sintons in the summer, so that'd be the summer of 2018. Really enjoyed my time. I think I knew quite quickly that it was the top of my list, and it was the job that I wanted.
Well, obviously, because you probably would have met me and David at that point.
Yes, I suppose so both of you would have been at the firm at the time.
That's why it was top
and
of the list.
No, but it is actually, it's a really good experience. And when I did it, it was I think it was a week long. And you do really get to know people really well during it. And you have lots of sort of private conversations with people. And I actually spoke to, you know, partners, and then sort of in between, sort of associates, and then solicitors, but then support staff as well, such as yourself, David, and I got to know people who worked in the IT department, and that wasn't really something I expected coming into it.
They're always a great week. I mean, you can make as little or as much as you want out of the week, and obviously you're here, so you clearly made a great impression, and you clearly got a lot out of the week. But I think we talked about this in episode 1, that's my first plug for previous episodes, but I think Leah and I talked about this at length in episode 1 about, you know, coming in for the week and just making the absolute most of it, and just asking questions and engaging. And yeah, it's a great week to be part of. It's a great week to be part of from our side, from our point of view. And obviously you were successful with it.
Yes. So I think I finished the week and got invited back for an interview, and fortunately it went really well, and then they offered me the training contract.
And was that for 2 years' time? At the time,
yeah, so that was to start in September 2020. Mm-hmm. And yes, where I did the LPC, and that's when I decided to do it in Northumbria. Mm-hmm. I think Sinton's paid for the fees for the course to do it at Northumbria, and I finished the LPC, and Sinton's decided to ask me to come join early as a paralegal.
Yes.
Which I think was a really good experience for me, because during the graduate recruitment scheme, and especially during the interview at the end, it was pretty apparent that I lacked legal experience compared to a lot of the other candidates, mainly because I'd just not had the time in terms of, like, I was sort of the youngest age you could be, if that makes sense. And I think it was potentially always in their minds that if they could, they would bring me in early as a paralegal. I think that's a really good opportunity.
And you worked in dispute resolution, didn't you?
I did, yes. So I was in the dispute resolution team as a paralegal. And I really enjoyed it. I got to work with everybody, and it was sort of a good introduction to what life would be like as a trainee. But also it gave me some time to bed in and actually, you know, see what it's like working in an office and working with other people full time and getting used to working full time hours and things like that.
Early mornings.
Yeah, early mornings. And I was also travelling from Hartlepool to Newcastle. And
you were, weren't you? Oh, I remember.
Yeah, so I did that
for those train journeys.
For however long that was, about 9 months, and it was just a good and necessary experience for me before I started the training contract, because I think it can be quite a daunting experience, especially if you've not had that much work experience prior.
I think that's really important though for any students listening out there, because, you know, you might be in a position where you're thinking, oh, I need to get loads of work experience in. You might be studying alongside other students who have part-time positions, so I think it's important that you manage the grad recruitment process without having that work experience.
Yeah.
Okay, so your time with dispute resolution as a paralegal ended, you started your training contract, you're now in your second seat, and obviously quite similar to Ben's route into law, A-levels, degree.
Yeah.
Obviously different to Leah's route that we've talked about in episode
A-levels,
one. And
falling out of university.
Yeah, but into,
and then into my
obviously the best thing you've done. So you've done two seats now as part of your first year, and two very, very different seats. So do you want to tell us just a little bit about those?
Yeah, so obviously my first seat was in the corporate and commercial team, and my second seat in the neurotrauma team, and those are probably polar opposite areas of law. But in the corporate and commercial team, we were primarily acting for clients who were businesses. So in the corporate side of things, it was acting for businesses who are shareholders who maybe wanted to sell their shares in a business, for example. And I was often involved in those transactions. Whereas in the neurotrauma team, we're acting for clients on a personal level who've sustained really serious injuries, you know, such as brain injuries or spinal injuries. And we're acting on their behalf to make sure that they can earn some compensation and have some rehabilitation to help them with obviously it's a really serious accident or injury that they've sustained.
What we always say is, what we've said in the last couple of podcasts, is one of the real strengths of Sinton's is that we are a full service law firm, and as a trainee you get the ability to experience such different seats.
Yeah.
So you've worked in dispute resolution, you've come in as a paralegal, as you've said, not having had that much legal experience, however obviously been super impressive during the grad week. Dispute resolution, where you pretty much worked on the coalface, you dealt with a lot of the new inquiries that came in, sort of on spec things through website and search and that sort of thing, to then obviously going into corporate, to then working in neurotrauma. So I guess you're gonna have a real opportunity to experience a lot of the departments to see actually when you do qualify what sort of suits you best and what seat you'd like to qualify into. Is there a particular department you haven't worked in yet that you're really quite keen to? That's really putting you on the spot there, isn't it? And also slightly putting the firm on the spot as well, just in case you don't get that seat. But is there anything that you feel you want to work in that you haven't done yet?
Yeah, no, so I think I would really like to try the commercial property real estate team. I would like to give that a go. It's probably been quite some time since I've worked or looked into law relating to property. It's probably been back in maybe my LPC or university days when I've looked into that. So I'd like to give that a go. But
it's really interesting upstairs.
Yeah, obviously Leah's doing that.
Leah's in that seat at the moment.
Yeah, I'm in real estate, and you know, episode one, get that bug there. we talked a little bit about it, and I kind of said how big the department is. Yeah. So it's not just real estate. It's, you know, we've got construction. We've got the guys who look at kind of retail, hospitality, agricultural stuff with Tom Wills. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got the diocese and everything up there. So it's such broad range of work that you'll look at. So it's a really, really good seat to do.
But I think, you know, it is a real benefit that we are a full service firm, because I think when you're a student, or you know, you're not really a trainee or a solicitor apprentice yet, I don't think you can really know for sure what you would like to qualify into. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a small percentage of people who are sure in their minds, but mm-hmm. I certainly wasn't. And Sinton's being a full service firm attracted me, because I thought, well, I can go in and have an open mind and just try different things and see what I'm good at and see what I enjoy. So yeah, I would be happy to try any department in the firm.
Excellent. So yours is an interesting story. As you say, you're a northeast lad, born and bred. Mm-hmm. As you've said, sort of with school, you liked school, you were good at school, but you didn't particularly lean towards any subject. Slightly quieter guy growing up, but obviously then you've done your A levels, you've realised that law is very much for you, and you've found your niche. And like I say, qualified, got to experience what I think is probably the second best city in the UK, certainly.
What is the first best?
Newcastle.
Oh, I thought you were saying Newcastle was second best.
Newcastle, obviously, but Manchester is a great city as well. I've come back to the northeast, applied obviously to northeast firms, applied to a full service firm, and just come in and clearly blown people away in your graduate recruitment week. And that's kind of, I guess, slightly different to sort of to what Ben was saying yesterday, well, in our last episode. And obviously you've come in, you've done 6 months or so as a paralegal, and now, you know, looking forward shortly to going into year two. So interesting story. Outside of work, tell us a little bit about you. Are you going to have to go some way to beat Wild swimming in the North Sea that we had with Ben? But
I'll let Ben win that one. I don't think there's any competition.
We had this chat just before we started the podcast. Dan was saying, oh, I'm not a very interesting guy. He said, I just quite like to watch the football and go to the pub.
Well, then you're a very interesting guy.
No, so I do quite enjoy football and socialising with people, but I would say I do really enjoy exercising, working out, running, things like that. And I'm quite a big gamer. Mm-hmm. I don't play games as much as I used to when I was younger, which is probably a good thing. Maybe played a little too much when I was younger. Yeah, I quite enjoy playing games, reading books, and I'm also, although I try and keep it fairly quiet, I am a Sunderland fan.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Stop this podcast right now.
Yeah,
which is an interesting one with there being obviously a team in Hartlepool and you being so close to Middlesbrough as well, and I'm a Middlesbrough boy, as we've spoke about sort of quite a bit. Used to actually go out in Hartlepool a fair bit, sort of in the early days. Leah will, I'm sure, at some point make some reference to my age and
1992.
I left school in 1992. This one is going to be in every single one of these podcasts. Yep. So. And you've also quite recently moved up from Hartlepool, haven't you? So you're now living in Newcastle.
I'm living in Newcastle with my girlfriend, and I think it was always the plan, sort of once I started the training contract, to try and find somewhere, just because the train journey to Hartlepool was just a little too long for me. So yeah, so now I'm living up here, and I'm loving it. It's nice to have my own place.
Play
my own games in my own living room.
Do you have a favourite game? Do you have like a go-to that you like to?
Usually it is Call of Duty at the moment.
I feel like it's very
I've not quite got the hand-eye coordination as I used to. The kids these days, they're a bit too quick for me, I think.
I'm a bit of a dinosaur still. I still have my PlayStation 1, and over Christmas we got out Crash Bandicoot.
Very good classic.
And Spyro, and we played on that. Really
it was good. A Commodore 64 when I was young, and used to load it up with a tape. So... Yeah, we'll not linger on that too much. So at this point, the previous two podcasts, we've took an element of the Solicitor Apprentice graduate recruitment training contract recruitment process and just broke it down. And we've talked to you about the actual processes. We've talked to you about some recruitment top tips, and Daniel and I are just going to talk to you for a couple of minutes just about the firm, because you might not necessarily have that much of a knowledge and understanding of Sintons. We have talked kind of about the culture quite a bit of what it's like to work here, and obviously the very sort of open nature of the firm and the fact that it's really inclusive and that you're giving a lot of time and people put a lot of time and effort into you. So we have talked about that at length with Leah and Ben, and obviously that's some of the reasons why they've settled as well for as long and I've settled as well for so long. But just a little bit about Sintons. So, you know, we've talked quite a bit about Sintons being a full service law firm, and that's really split into effectively four sectors, I would say. So we have personal and family, which covers everything from wills, trusts, estate, lasting powers of attorney, court of protection, matrimonial related, family related issues, and residential conveyancing. So that kind of makes up one arm, if you will. Then we have the business sector of the firm, if you will, and that covers really everything that a business would need, from corporate, where obviously Daniel's told you he's worked, real estate, to employment, to dispute resolution. I will always miss somebody out at this point. Construction. Well, healthcare actually is an interesting one, because healthcare sits really as a different sector, and that pulls in the experience from all the departments that I've just mentioned, where we work for NHS trusts, GPs, dentists, and then finally personal injury, serious injury, where we do all manner of personal injury related work, where people have been involved in very life-changing catastrophic events, where we try to help people get their lives back together and sort of try and plan some future. And that's done by, obviously Daniel mentioned the compensation element, but also the rehabilitation and sort of the support moving forward. So that really is us.
Yeah, and Sintons were one of the leading law firms in the Northeast. We're actually quite an old firm. We celebrated our
125th anniversary last year, so we were formed in Sintons, its original guise. It roots toast back in the city in Newcastle to 1896.
Yeah, and although we actually, I mean, you might know the numbers of how many staff we have in the building. We have quite a lot, quite a big office space.
It's just over 170.
But my experience has definitely been that, you know, everybody kind of knows each other.
Almost the family ethos. Yeah, we're quite a big office, but we're small enough so that we all still kind of get to know each other.
And it is a very modern progressive firm. It's a very modern and progressive building. We just, as the three of us are sitting here recording this, the sun is just starting to kind of set a little bit on St James's Park. And while that's probably slightly lost on Daniel and I, it is still a fantastic view. And I never get tired of looking at that. So we also have offices, satellite offices that we've opened in the last couple of years in York, Leeds, and in London, but we are very much a regional powerhouse with a national reach, and really we've built our reputation on the highest core principles, you know, offering the highest quality of legal advice combined with a personal bespoke client service, and that effectively sums Sintons up. In terms of our client base, as I mentioned, we act for individuals, families, for businesses and organisations. And we do pride ourselves on the generations of relationships that we've actually been trusted to deal with.
Yeah.
And of course, a key feature of Sintons is our people.
Yeah. So obviously, our people are what make the firm, really.
Yeah.
And without the people, we wouldn't be able to achieve the ambitions that our firm has.
Exactly. And as I said, it's a modern, progressive, developing firm that is always strengthening and looking to the future. So it is a great firm to work at, and I say that celebrating my eighth year here, 20 years in law, but 8 years at Sintons. And it is, if you're looking for a firm, and obviously we're all going to be slightly biased because we're here, but if you're looking for a firm, you wouldn't actually regret choosing Sintons to apply to, and if you were successful, you can actually make a very, very good career for yourself here. And a lot of our people have joined in the way that my two colleagues sort of have here. I think I mentioned this in podcast one. I've gone on to be real senior figures within the business, and that's testament to the quality of the people. It's testament to the quality of the training and time that's put into you. Mm-hmm. And that basically hard work is rewarded in the most positive way. Okay, so at this point of the podcasts, I've been letting listeners know that our solicitor apprentice recruitment and our training contract recruitment is now open. So we are recruiting for trainee solicitors for 2024, and we are recruiting for a solicitor apprentice for September of this year. Plug for the website, please do take a look. Website address, Leah, please.
It is www.sintons.co.uk.
There's a wealth of pages relating to recruitment into the firm. There's a lot of really useful information. Obviously, the important thing is the dates and how you apply and the process and the link to the online application form. We talked about the online application form with Ben quite a bit in episode 2. So please do check it out. And obviously, if you have any questions, you know, all our details are on the website. So do feel free to get in touch if there's a particular thing that you want to ask one of our graduates or trainees around their experience or just some of the things that you've heard on the podcast. Okay, so as we start to wind down on this podcast, we are going to do the left field question. And our left field question today that I'm going to spring on my guests, which a little bit easier for me because I've thought about the question, I've already got my answer, is which three people would you like at your ultimate dinner party? And I'm going to come to you first. Daniel!
I think I would have Gordon Ramsay, Kevin Hart. Mm-hmm. And Lee Catamol, if you don't know who that is, he used to play for Sunderland.
Excellent.
Gordon Ramsay would just criticise absolutely everything to do with your dinner party.
I'm hoping that he would just recook everything in case he wasn't happy.
He would just host the dinner party. Well, he's going to host your own dinner party.
If he could host it in his restaurant, yes. Then I think you're all right, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, okay. You make a good point.
Leah, I'll do mine. So, The Rock, I think, would be phenomenal at a dinner party. Yeah. I think I would like David Niven, who... If you don't know who David Niven is, he was a phenomenal British actor in the, I think he started in the 30s, 40s, 50s, mm-hmm. 60s. And Oliver Reed, who was the ultimate Hellraiser, and I think would have just been phenomenal at any dinner party because I just don't think he'd know what actually he would say. So you've got two people who were quite sort of politically correct there, and then you've got Oliver Reed. So I think that could be quite a combination. Leah. Yeah,
so I've got David Attenborough. Just think he's.
Yeah.
Why not?
National.
Why
absolutely.
Would you not
absolutely.
Want David Attenborough to dinner party. Will Ferrell. Mm-hmm. Just makes me laugh. Doesn't matter what movie he's in. Oprah. Just in case there's any table conflicts.
Very good. Very good. Okay, so that concludes podcast 3. Podcast 4 will be with you in a week's time, and we'll be speaking to our colleague Amy Carlton, who is also a trainee solicitor, first year trainee solicitor here at Sintons. And Amy, again, has a different route to all our guests so far, so she'll be an interesting one to talk to, not telling you too much, but Amy actually already worked for the firm in our debt recovery department when she applied for a training contract as a member of staff, so she has a slightly different, slightly unique perspective on things, so it'll be good to hear from her and her experiences. And also in between, she actually went traveling for 15-16 months, I believe, to Korea, so really well traveled, some really great stories there. So hopefully another great podcast for you to listen to. As I said again, all of these are in order on the website, www.sintons.co.uk, and obviously that includes everything relating to graduate recruitment and solicitor apprentice recruitment, which obviously, as I said, is open now. If you do have any questions, please feel free to shout out. All our contact details are on the website, and we have literally no problem if you're wanting to know something and you just want to pop us an email. From my guests, from myself, thank you very much for listening. Just wanted to make a quick note. We just had a look at the listener stats for podcast 1, and we were amazed it's had over 20,000 listens. So thank you for that. Generally, we started this to be informative and to put a voice really and to the recruitment process, and we're really enjoying doing it. It's a lot of fun. We're getting to speak to a lot of really, really great people here, and you're getting to find out a little bit more about them and us and the firm. So, but over 20,000 for one podcast is staggering. So generally, we do not take it for granted, and we're pleased actually that they're adding something to you. So we're looking forward to recording and bringing to you the rest of the series. Thank you to my guests.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And we will speak to you next week for episode 4. Stay safe, everyone. Thank you.